Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our channel. Welcome to our Monday 6 p.m. video. On Mondays, we talk about the top best stocks in the database for you, my top weekly picks for both U.S. and Canada. If you've been finding these useful and you're not a member of our subscriber base yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, so you'll be alerted when videos like this come out. And at the end of this video, if you feel like this was worth it for you to stop by, make sure you hit that like button and share the content. All right, let's get right into what we're going to do. No news, none of that stuff. We use the power of the VectorVest software when I bring these stocks to your attention. Keep in mind, some of these stocks you're going to know, some of them you're not going to know. And I love bringing new fish to the situation. You know, you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You teach him how to fish, you'll eat for a lifetime. So on our channel, we both give you fish and we try to teach you how to fish as well. Here's our market timing graph. Market's going up. I still say over and over, what goes up must come down. I don't know when it's going to come down. The AI, the techs, the chips are keep moving the markets higher and higher and higher. So guess what? I'm going to stay bullish. As I look at the market going up, our indicators were going down. They're starting to revamp up a little bit. We're not at a level where the market's looking for a top yet. By way of the MTI sitting at 1.36. Getting close, but not there. Close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes. Believe you me, I know that. So from this perspective, my picks this week are going to still be bullish. I'm going to go over to the viewers tab. So let's talk about what the picks looked like last week. We had Modine, Sterling, Celsius, Camtech, Palo Alto. They were all up. Fundamentally sound. All the stocks that I try to give to you on these weekly picks are fundamentally sound stocks. So no matter what the market's doing, I want you in good quality stocks. Undervalued. So only two out of the five were undervalued. But again, fundamentally sound, good to go. Let's go see what they did. Quick test them. From last week to this week, 13.29% compared to the spiders going up 1.35. Look at that. Celsius up 30%, Sterling up 24%, Modine up 6%, CAMT up 5.5%, Palo Alto down a little bit, but only 1%. All right, with that being said, let's look at this week's picks. Going to go to 3-4. Here's my top weekly picks, NVIDIA, SMCI, Celsius again, CLS, and CAMT. Now, a lot of people have been asking me, can I still add on the SMCI? I'm of the mindset, be careful if you do. You're up. Look, the stock is up 25% today. Well, that's because it's going to be added to the S&P 500 along with Decker Outdoors. Big move. Can you still buy? The stock is way, way, way overvalued, fundamentally sound, in an uptrend, buy recommendation. All I'm going to tell you is be careful. You know who's pushing these stocks up? The FOMO people, the fear of missing out, still pushing these stocks higher. If you've made money in this, you should only be playing with half the money. You've made a good profit, so that's how I'm going to leave that. So here's my picks for you for the U.S. market. Let's graph them real quick, see what they look like. I'm going to put on the NPI layout. 3-month graph, earnings, NVIDIA, 3-month high. We got trend, we got trigger. What more can I say? Looking at SMCI, pulled back hard, bounced up off this level of support, new 3-month high. Again, no trigger yet. So if you're trying to add to it, if you are going to add to it, at least wait for some trigger. If you're in it, though, leave it alone. Celsius, we got both trigger and trend trading at the highs today. No selling pressure. Earnings look good. What more can I say? CLS, we got trend, we've got trigger, and we've got earnings rising. Still trading at session highs today as well. And the last one is CAMT. Stock was on last week's list, is on this week's list again. If you're in it, leave it alone. This probably would have triggered a stop to get out. Man, the trigger got you out as well. I don't have trigger. I do have trend. I do like the rise up. Technically speaking, if I'm going to get into it, I'd like to look at it here, but it is a fundamentally sound stock. All right, that's the U.S. market. Let's do the same thing for the Canadian market. Here's the Canadian market earnings, or the Vectorex composite 45 degree angle. All their indicators are rising, but RT and buy to sell ratio are both below the value of one. MTI is above the value of one, not at the value though of where the market's looking for a top, but still rising higher. Something else I want to pay attention to: as these bars are rising, notice that some of them are getting smaller. We're trying to say that possibly the steam is coming out of the market move, but as long as it's going up, go rock and roll. All right, let's go take a look at my week, last week's. I only found three stocks for you last week: CLS, SHLE, and Bragg. All, again, fundamentally sound stocks. Let's do a quick test from 226. All right, quick test them all. 3.92%, where the PTSE went up 1.1%, still outperformed the market. One down, one flat, one up. One up, 14% in 1 week, folks. 14% in 1 week. All right, let's go look at this week's picks. I think I got five stocks for you this week. There we go. NVIDIA, CLS, MDA, SES, and ARTG. All fundamentally sound. All are in uptrends. Top VST, CIs. They go up more than they go down. And there they are. Let's go graph these real quick. Put this on a three-month graph. NVIDIA looks good, sitting right at three-month highs. Again, be careful adding to it, but I got trigger, so the trigger says I can add to it. Just be careful, though. CLS, rocking and rolling, right at three-month highs as well. I'd look at 12 cents higher than the high to get in since we got trigger. Next one is MDA. Man, these stocks just all look great. Just look at that. Man, time after time, just like Cyndi Lauper. Time after time. All right, and the last one is ARTG. We've got trigger, we've got trend, also at three-month highs. And the only ones that I would add to, if I had to, are the stocks that have trigger, where the five-day moving average of RT is above the 40. All right, well, with that said, folks, again, 10 fish, two countries, the U.S. and Canada. For those of you, again, who are having a hard time making money in this market, I like giving you the fish. I like giving, trying to make life a little easier for you. But no matter what, always remember to keep stops in place no matter what, because anything can happen to any stock. All right? With that, this video is over. Until the next time, folks, see ya.
AVV Nation, one of the most important books that I've ever read in regards to the stock market was written by our founder, Dr. Bart DeLitto, the founder of VectorVest. The name of the book is called Stock Strategies and Common Sense. It will give you everything that you need to know about how the market works, the cycles, how to value stocks, and it's very well presented so that you can better understand and get a better understanding of how the market works. Folks, you simply need to go to www.vectorvest.com/YTBook to get your free edition of Stock Strategies and Common Sense. Folks, you want to do that right now.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.